more cuddly than the alpacas at Rusty Stars in Winterset. It's Ken, Kurt, and Tawny in the morning on Star 102.5.
Brooke in West Des Moines says, I am a nurse. And no, I don't want to look at it. But her friends and family go to her all the time to tell, ask, you know, hey,
sure,
I got this. Want to take a quick little glimpse?
Do I need to go to the hospital?
Yeah. Right. How serious do you think this is?
Right.
So sometimes you have a profession that maybe you did formerly, maybe you still do now, where maybe friends and family want to, take advantage of that relationship. And Tawny, I hear you growling.
Yes. So, just in case you forgot, Kurt, I used to do hair. I did worked in a full service salon. I worked in a barbershop. I've done it all. And when I tell you, my siblings are some of the most entitled people when it comes to my services, that is the nice way to put it. So I remember way back when my sister's senior year of high school, she threw this big fit about getting her hair done. I spent 4 hours highlighting her hair. We cut it. We did everything.
Mm-hmm.
I paid for everything. She gave me nothing.
Okay.
She was only 18, but that's okay. The next weekend, she went to a salon at Valley West Mall and had paid almost $400 to have it colored brown.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
I didn't talk to her for a month or more, probably.
Yeah.
And I remember I cut my brother Ryan's hair. Great. Never pays me. Okay. He'd even come into the barbershop. And then I couldn't get him in one time, and so he had to go to a fancy barbershop. And immediately I got the, oh my God, this is so expensive. That was years ago, and he still never paid me, just for the record. I've cut his hair since then.
Uh-huh.
And then last year, this was the kicker for me. My sister was 15, which is part of it. She wanted her hair a certain way. I gave her what she asked. She did not like it. My mother took her to a salon the next weekend, paid $270 for her to get specifically what she told me she didn't want. It's frustrating. It's very frustrating. I feel underappreciated a little bit.
I'd be done.
I am doing my sister's prom hair Saturday.
If you were to add it,
no way I would.
No.
Not a chance. You're better than me.
What? Wait, what?
When it comes to that, because there's no way. I would not do it. Not after all of that, no.
And I know that's very common with my hairstylist friends.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously I cut my kids' hair.
Yeah.
But my friends pay me. My family does not. What is that about?
If you were looking at your family, would it be $3,000-$4,000 maybe they owe you at least?
Okay. Yeah, when you throw the, because I color my mom's hair too. But my mom knows how I feel about it. So she'll jokingly be like, oh, well, if you can't get my hair done, I guess I'll have to go to a salon. And I'm like, tread lightly, lady.
Mm-hmm. Are they reciprocating at all? Do they offer their services for anything? So is it like barter at all or...
I don't know what skills my siblings have that I would.
Okay, so no.
You're getting nothing.
Okay. My mom babysits sometimes. So there's
counts.
Some leeway there.
That
yes.
counts, for sure.
Absolutely. That's why I don't complain as much about my mom. But my siblings, OMG.
Okay.
Ungrateful little. No, I'm just kidding. A little. No, I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't be thrilled either.
No.
Not at all.
Do you guys ever get the, in the time that you've done this, oh, hey, can you mention something on air for me? Like, and is that what you do? Is that
a
the
trillion
reaction?
Times.
I haven't got that yet.
I have friends who are like, hey, do you know what we got going on? No, I do not care about your pickleball tournament. I could care less.
Yeah, I guess I haven't done it enough to. I've, either not followed through or said no enough that I don't get asked anymore.
Right.
I mean, I also get the very vague but not so thinly veiled. You think you'll get any tickets to that show?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Again, answer almost always no. Well, first of all, we don't. We just don't
give them away.
Yeah, we give them away, and if there's any left, yeah, staff usually wants them or whatever. But Hallie in Lake City. All right, Hallie, what's the skill you have?
IT.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I do IT for work now, and you know, anybody that has a printer problem or laptop, it's more than just my grandma that hits me up now. So
it would be me too, because I used to be good at that, and I am not anymore.
Yeah, it gets really progressive. You could be good at something one day, and then the next day be totally off on it.
Yeah. So. I recently bought a laptop, and I went to our IT guy, and I'm like, "Do you work off the books? Can I pay you to show me how to do this?"
Right.
Has anybody called you at a really bad hour because it's down and they're doing whatever project and they need your help immediately?
I mean, that happens for work, but obviously I get paid for that.
Yeah.
But like my mom is always like, I'm trying to do this and I can't figure it out. And it's like 10 o'clock at night. I'm like, oh my God, we have to do this right now.
Do you remember the most sort of, you know, for you, the most remedial problem of like, I can't believe you can't figure this out?
Or like turn it off and turn it back on. That actually helps.
Right.
Time.
Yeah.
That's it.
Referring back to your mom, is that like all technology or her cell phone or?
It'll be like, yeah, like her Apple Watch or, you know, her cell phone or her tablet or her laptop.
You may already know this, but I was recently in Barnes & Noble and they have an iPhone for Dummies for Seniors book.
Oh, sure.
Yes.
Sure.
Oh, that's fantastic. I should buy 10 of them.
Thank you, Hallie. Have a great day. Appreciate
you
the call.
Too, thanks.
Switch the station. Otherwise, we go Houdini.
Let's go.
Ken, Kurt, and Tawny in the morning on Star 102.5.